Don't know if there are any other business items to engage in. I have a note from Susanna. She's covered most of it, by the way. But members who have speaking engagements the next few weeks, there are materials in the concourse that you can pick up. We will be sending everybody a package in mid-December. Is that correct? Yeah, in early December, we'll be sending everybody a package with, and of course, you should also indicate to us how much of what kinds of materials you'd like, so we'll do that. And lastly, I've got here, if you chose a gift in last night's draw, your gifts are in the concourse, so you'll need your little card for an exchange of gift. Are there any other business items? Oh, the facilitators and note takers, would you please come down to the assembly hall, please? Thank you very much. I'd like all the staff to come in. We're going to do a kind of a group applause. If someone said a group hug, okay? So we'll get everybody in the room together to do that. But are there any other business items? Anybody, any loose ends or whatever we might kind of finish up? We have a report. I think we've got a great report, quite frankly. And I'm going to go around, and there's a few people who've asked to say things. Gene.
I think Debbie has some loose ends to tie up here.
Debbie.
I do it so often, eh? there's still some flask downstairs. I know there weren't going to be any people from the Vancouver area to receive them at this time, but there are a few down there from the Corps. So if everybody just wants to check when they go down for coffee break. The rest will be getting out probably within a week. And for the ones that have to wait, we're going to you have a little nicer display of pins and such. I have an awful lot actually now. They were still coming in yesterday. So those that have received already, also you'll be getting something in the mail with some more pins. And that's it, I think.
Great.
Okay.
Any other kind of business items? I've got three people who have indicated they want just a few moments to say a few things, and then we'll see if there's any others, and then we'll do our kind of a great big applause and hoots and hollers for everybody. But are there any other business items? Because once we get on to the goodbyes, we'll never get back to business items again. None? Okay, there are three. I have three people who have indicated, and I'm going to start with RB, and I have RB's promise that he's going to be really brief. This is RB. This is your test.
Mr. Chairman, I have to leave to the award that I was given last night.
So yes.
Your comment is not fair. Now, Mr. Chairman, my fellow members, we have come to the finish line in our historic democratic process. Tonight, we can say our mission is accomplished. It's a proud moment for all of us. After a nine-month pregnancy with usual morning sickness and cramps, during the periods of political education, public hearings, and deliberations, we finally delivered our baby as TV. The last-minute severe labor pains, climaxed by our historic MMP-STV debate, would perhaps remain in our minds forever. Tonight, we are going out of this hall with a commitment to nurture the baby we produced and present it to our fellow citizens. We all know for sure that our baby will be able to make a difference in the lives of all British Columbians and indeed create history in the democratic world. Some democracies may even try to clone our baby. Mr. Chairman, we wouldn't have been able to produce this baby if not for a number of people who are not here now. All those who clamored for change, including, allow me to use this, say this name, Adrian Carr and others who made an initiative under the BC Recall and Initiative Act. Premier Gordon Campbell, who lived up to his promise, all political parties and their leaders, Mr. Gordon Gibson, all those who made presentations to this assembly, guest speakers to this assembly, assembly staff, Professors Ken Cartier and Campbell Sharman, who sailed us through the unsettled, deep, and sometimes very muddy waters of electoral reforms. The rest of the facilitators were very much part of this. The rest of the staff who work meticulously, making our task manageable and pleasant. I'll be very short. Now, Mr. Chairman, who had the most difficult task to get 160 of us of varying ages and opinions work together on a high-profile public policy matter. Lots of members and lots of ideas on the floor. Often, some of us didn't get enough time to speak. In my particular case, I did not get enough time even to say something important to the Premier yesterday. We were always in a big hurry. In the rush, I personally think, allow me to say this, we even failed to devote adequate time on some important discussions. And this may or may not have even affected our final decision. I think our experience here can offer some valuable lessons for the future. But on the whole, we all are happy. Mr. Chairman, you are excellent, you are great, and your sense of humor and fairness we enjoy throughout all these sessions. Now, to all my other fellow members, folks, we are a great family and should share the joy and pride of what we have accomplished here for many, many years to come. I wish to end my words wishing you all good health and longevity with the same traditional Sinhalese greeting I used when I spoke on the first day of the plenary sessions. Oba Samata, Ayu Bhavan. Thank you. Viva British Columbia. Viva Canada.
Thank you, RB. You certainly were an appropriate recipient for the award. On the other hand, had RB given the same talk 8 months ago, it would have been a lot longer. So RB is learning a lot. RB, thank you very much for your lovely words. I have Diana and Brooke. I would like to say something. Diana?
This is not one of my best, because it was written in the wee small hours of the night, and it's very short. Today we leave to go back home. No more to Vancouver will we roam. It will take time for each of us to adjust, but for the sake of those around us, we know we must. 6 months from now will come the day when BC citizens will have their say. Will they say yes or will they say no? Whatever happens, it's their show. The last thing I would like to say is, in spirit, if not in body, we will reunite in May. Diana.
And Brooke has a few words, and Sam will give them to us.
Just pretend I'm Brooke. Brooke, it's an honor to say your words, mate. Friends, I've thought long and hard about what I wanted to say about this grand experiment called the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform and what it has meant to me. The more I thought about it, the more I came to the conclusion that I can't say enough about what has happened here since January 10th, when we first entered this now hallowed hall. I can't say enough about how we've been served by the Assembly support staff, from Susanna and Kathy to Christina and Carol. Our logistical needs were always met with proficiency and a cheerful voice. Don and Marilyn met our communications requirements with expertise and confidence, and Leo kept everything in his place with his obsession for detail, calm demeanor, and dry wit. I can't say enough about our esteemed professors, Ken and Campbell. They both made learning fun, and each brought his own unique style. Every guest speaker they brought in was perfect for the task at hand, and our facilitators and note-takers handled our discussion groups with diplomacy, enthusiasm, and poise. I can't say enough about the process we went through, the electoral system boot camp, the always interesting district meetings, and the intense but fruitful deliberations where everything was decided with mutual respect and courtesy. And the discussion forum was the one place where everyone could have a voice, including me. I can't say enough about my fellow assembly members who came here with no knowledge of electoral systems and no idea what it would be like to work with 160 complete strangers, but left as experts on electoral reform and, more importantly, friends to those 160 folks and strangers no more. If I may, I also want to make it very clear that I think the number one reason for our success here was the one-man, one-woman quota. That, more than anything else, contributed to the respect, civility, and cooperation that was so evident throughout this entire process. When men and women are together, sharing a common goal, everything just works better. It's no more complicated than that. Did we have problems? Of course we had problems. Any experiment does. But they were never insurmountable and certainly didn't take our focus away from the big picture. Last but not least, I can't say enough about our fearless leader, Jack Blaney. Jack, how you managed this was something to behold. Anyone writing a textbook on leadership needs only to follow your work with this assembly. You are always polite, positive, forthright, and respectful. But most of all, you became a friend to us all. So thank you, Jack, from the bottom of my heart. And with that, my dear friends, I think I've said enough. Like Harley says, it's been fun, and I feel extremely honored to have been a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, may I? Wait.
Thank you, Brooke, for those wonderful, wonderful words, and you've just been a great colleague. And Sam now wants a word or two of his own.
I would really like to invite you all to my house for dinner, except it's really small and McDonald's doesn't cater. So the only thing I'm going to do for you all is the only thing I can do, and that's...
I have a few now people who'd like to make brief comments. Wilf, you're first. And then Fred and Amanda. Could you help me?
I can't.
No, Wilf. Yep, there you go.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of you listening to my northern sob stories. I hope if any of you stray far from home, up my way, that you will contact me. Because if it's possible, I know my heart will grow fonder for all of you. The final thing I want to say, I'm not on the internet, and it'd be difficult for me to volunteer for the CAA, but I will certainly volunteer to be part of any party that takes place. any party, yeah.
Wilf, I think every second weekend you've got to come down here and take a room in the hotel. Fred.
My comments are of a personal nature. This experience has been a great one for me. It's been a very challenging one for me. But I want to thank all those members here who have... respected me, have helped me when at meal times, told me what kind of foods were in front of me, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it. The staff, too, have been very kind. They've sent me the overheads in large print during the learning process. And they have been just absolutely great. As I said, it's been a challenge for me, but I've loved every minute of it. I didn't miss any sessions. I was here every time because I like all of you. Even though I don't recognize names, I don't know most of you. I know some of you who have spoken a lot, of course, so I know who you are. And I do recognize people once I know them and understand their physique and that sort of thing, their emotions, their body language. But it's been a great time for me. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Fred. Amanda.
Taya had to leave a few minutes ago due to a family thing. She couldn't say goodbye at breakfast because she was going to cry. So she just asked me to say goodbye to everybody and tell you all how memorable this journey was, and she's going to miss you all.
Thank you. Alan, the Archimedean.
Good morning. there are four people in the room that I would like to thank. Dave Wills, you did a monster job crushing data. You did a monster job making all those facts real for me so that I can understand them. Thank you very much. Andre Popa, Andre, who's not here. Is Andre here? I don't see him. He's just a rock.
We'll make sure that gets to him.
He's just a rock. I mean, his ability to analyze and annotate was just marvelous. It just helped me in without measure. Chucky, thanks very much for the humor. And it might come as a surprise to you, but more than once or twice during the assembly, I've lit my hair on fire. And the woman sitting beside me has graciously put it out more than once and twice. So I'd like to say thank you, Wendy, for your kindness and your patience.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Mary.
Everything has almost been said already, but I do want to express my feelings about the assembly. This has been one of the greatest experiences of my life. I'm a pretty busy person in my community, but this assembly has really meant a lot to me, and to have met all of you and gotten to know many of you over this last 10 months. And I'm not going to single anybody out, but except for the leadership of Jack and the staff here, they've been absolutely wonderful to all of us. And even when I'd make a frantic phone call because I had a speaking engagement, and they made sure I got the information I needed. And so I say thank you to you, and I'll miss you, and I hope that our lives will meet again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. I guess that's Wolf. Yes.
Anyway, when we started this meeting, I talked about my 50 years in Canada. And you really helped me to make the 50th year count. The celebration which I volunteered for was a blast. Thank you very much for accepting me and making it successful.
Thank you, Wolf. Tanis.
People have been asking me what this experience has been like, and at this point I've said, you know, I'm not sure. I think I've got a good understanding as to what our province is like, who the people in our province are. And I really believe that for all of us, myself especially, I'm going to take the learnings from here and apply them to other areas in my life. And I don't know where I'll be exactly, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But the involvement in a democratic experiment is going to have profound impacts on not just ourselves as individuals, but our society as a whole, whether those learnings are things that could be done better next time or that really worked well. I'm certainly going to take this to other levels, you know, and some of us may even be working more globally, or we just don't know. But that's kind of what I'm taking away from this. So thank you for the opportunity. And I think that for all of us, we've been kind of fated to be here, and I look forward to hearing about you and your work for many, many years to come. So,
thank you, Tanis. Rob.
I've got a clarification question, and
why are we not surprised?
I just want to say it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve with you here, and I'm just going to miss you all very, very much. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob. I think now I'd like to... Is there another person here? Oh, yes, Sally.
I'm here in Vancouver, so whoever wanted when they are on town, I can provide bed and breakfast for you if you contact me. That's all I want to say, and goodbye to everybody. I hope to see you all again.
Yeah. Sally, you know, but I think it was last weekend, passed around this little form about how to keep young. And one of the rules, which I think was just absolutely wonderful, is keep cheerful friends, you know, and don't bother with any other kind. And Sally, you've been wonderful that way. I think we'll probably try and bring this to a close. I'm not going to find words that you've already expressed. You've expressed the words quite beautifully, and so thank you, Brooke and RB and everybody for doing that. I'm going to suggest, however, that we will gather together in about 2 minutes for kind of a real group applause. I know that my colleagues here, the people who work with me in the office, I do know that the facilitators, the note takers, want to give a great big applause for all the members in the assembly with whom they work. And I know the assembly members want to give a huge applause for the wonderful work that the staff and the facilitators, note takers, and everybody has done. I think we also want to applaud, you know, the persons who are in the interior, who have made that extra time to come to these meetings. We in the Lower Mainland were somewhat advantaged in that regard. I know that we want to have a special applause for the people who hosted us in Prince George. That was a very important meeting, and I think a whole bunch of things turned. When we write the history of the assembly, I think a whole bunch of important kinds of things happened at that time. And, of course, we want to applaud, you know, Chuck for his cartoons, Diana for her poetry, all the people who sang O Canada for us, and Barbara, who each time trying to keep us half in tune. That was very difficult for a lot of us. Douglas for his photos and being a DJ. Jim for your very infectious laughter. No one's got a laughter like you. I wish I could have it. But I think we all want to applaud each other. The 13 of the most wonderful weekends that we could ever imagine. And when you applaud, we have this kind of, I think Susanna calls it, a really good group hug, you know, in our applause. We can hoot, we can holler, we can do everything else. And when it's all over, we have one more item of business to do. So let's applaud all these people. Great spirit. Anna? Sheila.
Jack, we've been so happy and good at congratulating and thanking everybody, but we have not mentioned the Knowledge Network people, and I think they've been an invaluable part.
Great. And Dick has promised a short benediction. You got it, Dick? Remember, he started us with one.
Well, we started with bagpipes at the beginning. Do you remember when we walked in here in a very formal way? And I said to Jack this morning, although I wasn't quite awake, I think we should have a benediction. And so I'd ask you if you will stand, please. Now let us depart this place in peace. Let's be of good courage, hold fast to that which is true. Render to no one evil for evil, but strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, and honor everyone. God be with you. Shalom, my friends. Amen.
We have one last item of business. And it's going to prove two things, that we can't actually have a real motion. We've never had an official motion on the floor. And someone's going to move a motion. He's also going to prove that he can do it in three words. RB, you have a motion for adjournment.
on those final notes of...
RB, you're letting us down.
Is it down? I move that we adjourn the Citizens' Assembly on electoral reform. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. We'll see you in the concourse.